Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Glad to see all y'all. I hope y'all are glad to see me. As those of you know, here know, my name is Andrew Thompson. I'm 21 years old. I know that's hard to fathom for some of you older gentlemen here, but yes, I'm 21 years old. Just kidding, Jason. The scriptures may talk about training up a child in the way he should go, but I don't ever remember being talked to taught much of anything. I do remember being introduced to pain, sexual sin for a very, from a very young age. There was a lot of sinful things that happened from my childhood on. When I was very young, we lived in Oklahoma, and we lived around a lot of and we moved around a lot while living there. My dad ended up getting into trouble and going to prison. My mom ended up packing me and my brothers and a girl named Ashley, who would later become my sister-in-law, and move to Texas. It would not be a stretch to say my home was not a stable one. I don't remember a lot from this time in my life. I'm not good with dates or remembering a whole lot of things. Honestly, most of my memories include a lot of sinful acts and things happening. I do remember before having my first child with my now wonderful wife, Jacinda. I was still a child wrapped up. I was still a child myself, wrapped up in sin. From marijuana use, to drinking alcohol all the time, being mean for no reason to Jacinda and to those around me at the time, I would lie to her and others about things that were convenient for me and about other things, and even about little things. I remember trying to talk to other women, to succeeding in talking to other women, to actually cheating on Jacinda. I was rotten and denying and lying about it is what I thought I was good at. I most certainly was not. During this time, I saw others living the way I was living, and it struck me as to how wrong it was when I saw it in their lives. It struck me that I didn't want to be like this, and yet here I was, doing all these same things that I could see in others as wrong. I was most definitely a hypocrite. I remember Jacinda having to work because I was selfish. I would work, but I wouldn't stay at a job for very long. I would be in and out of a job about 2 weeks' time. I remember after Lainey was born multiple times where I was mean. I would simply not talk when talk was necessary, to the extreme of raising my voice and scaring the mother of my child and my child as well. I remember just thinking to myself for a very long time. Then our second child came along, Addie. Before Addie was born, my life was still out of order and I was still living selfishly. I started to realize more that it wasn't just about me. It was about my family as well. It was during this time that I started a new job working in Burleson, Texas. When I started that job was when Jacinda and I had gotten back together. We had split up for a while. Actually, we had split up multiple times, and this was one of the times we had gotten back together. And we moved around. We moved in with my now father-in-law. We lived with him for a while. And then eventually got our own house, our own rent house in Rio Vista. I mentioned this move as a market, as it marked a time when things seemed to begin to settle down for us. I was still not doing things right, though. My want for either drink, drug, or self-pleasure was still there. And when it wasn't, it was the attention I wanted, the boastfulness, or mentality that I'm bigger than you. I was still full of pride. To say it plainly, I was walking, I was rotten flesh, walking around that didn't know anything of truth. When I heard it, and when truth was spoken, I was afraid of it. Around 2 years into this job in Burleson, an older gentleman started working there. This man wasn't living for the Lord at this time, but he knew the truth. I had many conversations with this man. We talked about all kinds of things, from simply things to how to do something right, or how not to do them, to politics. But we also had a couple conversations about God the Father and the way. And it really hit home with me. It wasn't long after the second conversation we'd had like this that I would end up giving my life to Jesus. But it didn't happen immediately, though. I was still struggling. I was struggling with suicidal thoughts. I just didn't want to live. I would have irrational fears, feeling afraid of something that wasn't there, or even being afraid of the dark. I remember around this time having a conversation about the spiritual. I remember around this time having a spiritual. Sorry, please forgive me. I remember around this time having a conversation about the spiritual realm with a man of God. He helped me to understand some things, not with perhaps as much understanding as he hoped I would get, but enough for me. To have something to hold on to. I already had an elementary belief in the existence of God, angels, and demons before this, but the realization that there was more became so much stronger after this conversation. I began to have further feelings of how dead I was inside, all the time being trapped in sin, lying to myself and believing the lies of the enemy. No, it's okay, I would tell myself. Everything will be all right. You're happy, but no, I was dead. Then one day, after having another conversation, excuse me, with the older gentleman from work about the way, I was on my lunch break, sunken down into the driver's seat, smoking a cigarette, while on the phone with Jacinda, who at this point had become my wife, sitting there not really having much to say, excuse me, from feeling so overwhelmed with what I can only describe as torment, I ended up asking her what time prayer meeting at Texas House of Prayer was. The church body that our extended family belongs to, or when they would meet, because I was done fighting. I was ready to surrender my life to Jesus. As it happened, they would be having prayer meeting that very evening. I was in the parking lot of the church building when my brother and sister-in-law pulled in. I had a fright still over me. over my whole body. However, I stood there in the parking lot with Jason, and I confessed that Jesus was Lord. That was the night I gave myself to the Lord, but I would still have a ways to go, as my thinking was still off. I thought I had it all down, but I was wrong. I still had some things tucked away that God would bring to light. There were a lot of confession to come forth, hard things that Jacinda and I went through. Hard things that Jacinda and I, with the help of others, had worked through. This in addition to me, still having some things wrong in my mind, I used what little understanding I did have or thought I'd had and tried taking matters into my own hands, not hearing the words that godly people around me were speaking into my life. An example that the godly people in my life had warned me with the newness in Christ not to make any major decisions without getting counsel first. Well, I didn't listen. I let the enemy gain another victory after salvation by listening to fear and quitting my job because I thought my employers were going to carry me off into some crazy house. When all they had done was offer to send me to counseling. I say this to say, after I gave my life to the Lord, it was still rough, but it was definitely getting better, and it has only gotten better since then. Those that had given me godly advice didn't give up on me, and God has not given up on me. God has been so good. He has brought my wife to himself as well. The relationship between my family is so much better. Not long after I was saved, the Lord baptized me with the Holy Spirit. I will never forget the evening I became the Lord's, and I will never forget when he baptized me with his Holy Spirit. He has brought me and my household into a better place. I don't have a cell phone that has all my attention. I don't need nor use cigarettes, alcohol, or marijuana. I have what matters most. That's my family. That he has provided healing and restoration to, my wife and I, my children, my new church family, and most of all, him. Since my salvation, he has continued to deliver me from things like my irrational fear of the dark. Not only has he saved me, he has allowed me to grow, enjoy, and do things like go fishing, going to Six Flags, Hurricane Harbor, with a whole different outlook and experience now that I had when I was sinning. It feels pretty good too. Through prayer and study of his word, he's changing my mind, my speech, my outlook on life, and also helping me become a man. He has made me look at life through the bigger picture of his word and my place in that word as a father, a husband, and someone who wants to be a harder worker. I don't know who it was that had said it, but I heard someone say, that a lot of times God has to strip everything and everyone away from you before you will come to Him. Removing these things or people doesn't mean that He doesn't love you. But that He had to do it to get to you, to get you to that personal relationship where there was nothing between you and Him. When I hear this, it makes me to believe even stronger that God worked in my life this way to strip away from the sinful things that were taking place in my life. And in my life, that meant some of the friends and family that were helping me to sin. God doesn't want there to be anyone between you and Him. I wasn't going to share this morning. It's not on here, but it was something that I really wanted to share. On the way to church this morning, Jacinda had played a song by Crowder. I don't know if anybody knows that guy here. He's pretty good. I enjoy listening to him. I've listened to a lot of things before Christ. It's just one of the things that scratched the surface in my life as far as sinful things. And that was a guy that I'm, his name is Jelly Roll. I let Jacinda know this one evening as we just started doing Instacarts, something I enjoy doing with my wife now, but his name's Jelly Roll. We used to listen to Jelly Roll every day. I don't think Jacinda had had this relationship almost with him in my mind. I don't know if that makes sense or not, but in a way that I would look up to him. I would look up to this gentleman like, oh, wow, you're so cool. You're amazing. Well, I'm glad that that's just one of the things that the Lord has fixed in my mind, is that he's not amazing. He's not somebody that I'd encourage anyone to listen to. Go listen to Christian music instead. But anyway, Crowder is a song that he had done. It's called Red Letters. And when he starts it off, that's what really, I like Crowder. I don't like all of his music. I'm really drawn close to a couple of them. And this is one of them. In the beginning, it says, there I was on death row, guilty in the first degree, Son of God hanging on a hill. Hell was my destiny. The crowd was shouting, crucify, could have come from these lips of mine. The dirty shame was killing me. It would take a miracle to wash me clean. Then I read the red letters, and the ground began to shake. The prison wall started falling, and I became a free man that day. Felt like lightning hit my veins. My dead heart began to beat. Breath of God filled my lungs, and the Holy Spirit awakened me. When I read that, that's exactly what the Lord had did in my life, is He gave us a miracle. And I'm very thankful for that. Going a little bit back into my testimony, I'd written this down as well. From Matthew chapter 10, verse 32 and 33. Therefore, whoever confesses me before him... Thanks, Malachi. Therefore, whoever confesses me before men, him I will also confess my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before him, him I will also deny my Father who is in heaven. I just wanted to tell you this morning that I confess the Lord Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. There's another one. Boldly confess Jesus before others. Believe Him. Believe He will acknowledge you before the Father. That's what I do this morning. Anyone here that struggles with that, which I don't think anybody does, but anybody watching, I encourage you that if you're having troubles with anything, give your life to the Lord, and He'll fix the rest. I'm here this morning to tell you that Jesus is Lord. He's the Lord of my life. He has given me life. He has given me a way when I didn't see a way. I'm thankful to be His. I'm thankful for my wife and children. And I'm thankful for all of you sitting here this morning with me. God bless y'all. And thank you.